We are Si and Sophie. This is Coastal News, a home and away podcast, your weekly episode companion podcast for your favourite Aussie soap.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Coastal News, a home and away podcast. First look, your Sunday night peek at the week ahead on Home and Away here on Five Star and My Vibe in the UK. We're going to be reading the episode synopsis and making wild theories as we go. Don't forget, yesterday's episode, Saturday morning's episode, is out. Go back and listen to that if you haven't yet. That covers all our thoughts and feelings about last week on Home and Away. How are you doing, Sophie? Are you okay?
Hello, I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Weekend going okay?
Yeah.
Getting a bit of R&R?
Bit wet and miserable, but apart from that, yeah, very much an R&R weekend, I'll be honest. Yeah, what about you?
I'm the same. I'm doing nada this weekend.
Beautiful.
Right, should we have a look at what's coming up on Home and Away? What's ahead? What have we got coming up? Do you want to have a look?
Yes, I do, as long as there's no L word.
Well, they're banned, remember, so I'll be skipping over that crap. There is one person did message us this week saying, am I the only one who likes it? So,
who was like, that?
Yeah, you are. I can't remember now. Ooh. Go back and have a look. It was on the Twitter.
Oh, yeah. I missed that one. I must have been a day when you were tweeting.
Have you got an episode number for me?
I think I have. And I was quite confident. And then I don't know whether my confidence is going to make me look daft now, because I don't know. I'll give you my number.
Okay, yeah.
I think it's 8,107. I was going to go 6, awkward. And then I changed my mind to 7.
This is awkward. No, it's right, it's 7. Yeah.
Yay!
The listeners are rejoicing, like, finally.
She got one right. Hallelujah. I was toying between 6 and 7, and then I got confident, and then I lost it again, and I was like, no, I'm gonna go for it. It's 7.
Well done, welcome back. She's back.
Yay!
She's back, ladies and gents. and all in between. She's back. Right, 8,107, Monday the 16th of October, here on Five Star My Five. Tane feels iced out of his marriage. That was our Friday cliffhanger, wasn't it? It was, why didn't you tell me about it? Feels iced out of his marriage.
That's quite, the language used there is, that's quite dramatic, isn't it? Iced out, not like he's feeling, because the whole point, I think the whole thing about this is that he went to New Zealand, he came back, and his wife's in the cop shop talking to her attacker. He knew nothing about it. And then she's all, you know, she goes, oh, you're back. And then she's like, oh, it was good, and I felt great. And then he's like, yeah, can we just rewind a bit, though? Because, like, when did this happen? When did you decide that you were going to go and do it? Like, why didn't you tell me?
He's absolutely seething, isn't he? He's sat on the bed on the scene you're talking about, and he's like, And I don't blame the bloke. I'd be fed up if I was him. I'd have been gone a long time ago, actually. I said it on the podcast yesterday. I've said it before. He is Flick's doormat, you know, and I know she needs a lot of support, and I'm not going to take anything away from all the crap she's gone through.
Yeah.
But he deserves just a little bit more than this, the very least.
I think the problem is, and I think this is something we've discussed between ourselves and maybe on the pod as well, is that Flick is fundamentally flawed. And I think, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I think this is why her character to me feels quite real compared to some other characters, because she's been flashed out. She's not perfect. She's not squeaky clean. She is fundamentally flawed. She's selfish. She can be arrogant, she can be wrapped up, she's not self-aware about what her impact of her things that she does on other people is. And I know I'm saying that and it sounds very negative, but I actually like her for this, because she feels real, because she's got those flaws.
Yeah.
And she's not like, for me, other characters, if I'm going to have to just throw one under the bus, I will. I'll just have to throw Bree under the bus. Bree, to me, even though she's a murderer, let's not forget, Bree is a murderer. She's very squeaky clean as a character, and there's not a lot to her. She can feel quite one-dimensional, whereas Flick is very complex character.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
And I think it's testament to Jackie, who plays Flick, that she's very, very good at these scenes that are quite heartbreaking to watch. She's very good at the emotional, raw, you know, the airing cupboard booze. We laugh about it, but it was horrendous to see her go through that. You know, the meltdowns that she's had, the mental breakdowns that she's had following the, you know, the whole of the bikey drama and the wedding that didn't happen and then did happen. She's really, really good at these scenes. And I think she's very Marmite in that respect, because some people think that she's great and that, you know, they embrace her flaws and all. And some people think she's, you know, they do think, okay, you're selfish, you're arrogant, you're a nightmare, you treat him like a doormat, you know, you just, everything's about you, me. And it's, I can't deny that that's true. That is part of her. But I also think that that's why I like her, because she is just, she's got these flaws, and I feel like she's real.
I'd rather a character like her than, like you say, another Bree, you know. Completely agree. Okay, right. Cash steps up for Harper and Dana.
What else has he got to do? He's already let her off the hook, hasn't he?
I know. I mean, when we last saw them, they were all sitting down round the table at Irene's, weren't they? And, you know, agreeing to look over this file. But there must be something he needs to
do. Maybe he's going out of his way to find evidence to prove that Dana didn't do it.
Yeah, like the CCTV conveniently missing, for example. Like what?
Yeah.
And he did make a comment. He's going to have to do it on the DL, isn't he?
Yes.
You know, because
he's been warned Madden's, off.
Yeah. He's not going to be able to do this officially, so you know he's going to have to get naughty.
Go to Cash.
Oh God, I'm not sure whether to read this next line out to you. Alf wants Rue back in the bay.
Oh, rack off. rack all the way off. Do not bring her back. Mr. Stewart, I implore you, do not bring your daughter back to the bay, because you and me are going to have words, mister.
Oh, oh dear. Fighting talk.
Oh dear, I love
that's
him.
Your TV granddad you're talking to.
I know, my TV granddad's bringing back the daughter that I wish had died in that accident. Horrendous. Oh no, are you looking forward to seeing Rue back in the bay?
I'm not. I'm neutral to it.
You're neutral. One more glass of wine, you won't be neutral about it, I'll tell you now.
And one drink from going off on one, has Dana sabotaged her own case?
Oh dear. Probably. What's she done? Don't know.
She's forgotten the lock. She's forgotten the code. We've all done it.
Oh dear.
Padlock on a suitcase. Sabotage. What did I set this to again?
111. Oh, 111, right? Just me?
Samuel re-enters Rose's orbit. What? Is Rose a planet?
Say that again. I'm confused.
Samuel re-enters Rose's orbit.
Okay.
What? Who's written this?
So he obviously left her orbit at some point. When was that?
He's in outer space. Okay, I'm already thinking about space songs for the...
Oh, go and send me to outer space. Find
this is the return of the space cowboy.
Cowboy. Oh, yeah. I don't care. I'm lost. The last time we saw Samuel, wasn't it when she was in his house signing the book, the family Bible?
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. Was he not in her orbit then? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, and then he must have left, and now he's re-entering the orbit. I don't know. Why has she got an orbit? Does Rose generate gravity? I don't know. Weird. John sets out to impress Alf.
Oh.
More comedy incoming.
The last time we saw them, they were having a chat about this John's idea about the away day, and Alf was sat there with the biggest grin I've ever seen on his face, muting him on his hearing aid. So do you think John's worked out that Alf can't hear him and he's doing it on purpose? Or do we think that John is so oblivious that he thinks that Alf is genuinely agreeing with him on all his points to do with the Surf Club committee?
Quite possibly.
And now wants to blow his socks off even more. And
yeah. Yeah.
He's on a high. He's like, yeah, I'm winning.
Not going to lie, I can't wait to see it.
I can't wait either. I love these two. It's not being funny, Mr. Stewart. You are borderline bullying Palmer. Borderline.
Mm.
But you know, I love you, and I'm going to Jenny it. So,
if you'd have done a third borderline, then I'd have started singing Madonna.
Over the borderline.
But you did it for me, so it's all good.
Sorry. Yeah.
Xander is a thorn in Rose's side. See what they did there. What they did.
A rose between thorns.
Remember, now this is interesting. Do you remember we said last week Xander was feeling a bit sidelined?
Yes.
I wonder if those... And he's been a bit grumpy about Kirby being there, hasn't he, this week at the apartment. I wonder if...
I would be, to be fair. She's been taking over the place with a bloody keyboard, didn't she?
Yep.
I did but say I won- that would happen, didn't I?
You did. But I do wonder if him and his feelings are sort of getting in the way here a bit, you know.
Yeah, she's probably come back to him and he's probably gone, well, how did it go? And then she said, oh, you know, I wrote my name in the book. And do you think maybe he's asking her the questions that we're asking? You're like, are you sure this is Dad? Are you, you know, you've not had a DNA test. Are you getting a bit carried away here? Is the thorn in her side like the voice of reason? Like, maybe you've talked to Mum about why she doesn't want you to know who your dad is, or maybe don't get so swept up in him, or maybe find out he is your dad before you get so excited. Maybe he's not putting a dampener on things, but being that voice of reason and saying, I don't know, I just get this feeling that she's
really
not,
good point.
She's not thinking straight.
Maybe he's the rationale. Yeah,
because sometimes what they do on Home and Away is they use one of the characters to kind of voice what the audience would say. They use one of the characters to teach the audience something. Like they've been doing that with Xander recently, and Marley having to say to him, Xander, you know, this is why it's so important for Rose to find out where she came from. And that's to teach us, isn't it? So maybe maybe he's now going to be the voice of the audience saying, are you absolutely off your head? Like, take a minute and be a policewoman. Think about this logically.
It seems like that's the way that's going to go, isn't it? That makes sense to me when you say it like that. It makes absolute sense.
I mean, I'm projecting because I hope this is what's happening, because I'm sick of this being like, I can't Jenny it. I want to see someone with logic say, Rose, get a DNA test, you galah.
Well, it then says, this is weird, Marilyn struggles with her guilt.
Is this because Rue's back in the bay?
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense now. That it's not so weird. Oh, yeah. Because obviously it's all her fault.
Well, is it? I have questions about this. Is it her fault? Yes, she got involved with Selling Organics, but Rue's the one that told her to fight. Rue's the one that had the allergic reaction and said, you can't just let this drop. I had an allergic reaction, need to fight Selling Organics. Rue's the one that sent that last text message to the CEO going, bring it on.
Yeah, but do you know who I blame?
Hmm.
And they'll get off this scot-free. Kirby. That's who I blame.
Really?
Yeah, she antagonised Marilyn. She whipped her up. She made her do videos. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
I think Rue's not innocent in this. But yeah, you're right. Kirby's got... all three of them have got a hand in what happened. I don't think any of them are... Marilyn's not blameless because she went along with it. Rue's not blameless because she egged her on. And Kirby's not blameless because you're right, she did whip her up into this social media storm. The forum and the videos were Kirby's idea.
Mm, yeah. It's very Marilyn, though, to take it all on her own shoulders, though, isn't it?
Yeah, you know,
and blame herself. Very yeah. Marilyn.
Yeah.
Marley is caught in the middle of Rose and Xander's feud.
Oh, dear. So they really are going for it then. Okay.
Yeah, something big is going down with them, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then finally, to end the week, John's big night is in Mackenzie's hands.
Is this the team away day thing?
I wonder if this is what he's trying to impress Alf with as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I wonder if he's trying to say to Alf, like, you know, because Alf's approved this team away thing.
Mm.
You know, it's going to be good, Alf. You know, I'm going to really show you that this is a good idea.
Mm.
Is it a poker net of salt?
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. They never end well, do they? Let's face it. We're going to need another bedroom blood transfusion. Oh, good Lord. I'm not ready for that. We belong together.